But today's gospel is very short, but I have also a lot of very good insight to share together. I will try to grab some of them for our spiritual growth. My dear friends, we have heard many stories of people who run their life astray. Their lives were completely a mess. They live without God and also without the church. And however, one day, for some reason, experience, or circumstance, they change. From the gray photograph, they pass from to the colored photograph. From tears, they pass to smiles. From death, they pass to life. Then when we meet someone like that in our life, we usually say, he or she converted. But now the question is, what is conversion? Conversion is a light that illuminates, that allows one to see clearly what the heart most desires. Conversion is a conscious encounter with the one who seeks me and who reveals himself. With the one who shows himself and shows me his great and personal love. Conversion is not an anecdotal moment in my history. It is a free decision every day to follow the one who has shown himself, who has revealed himself. However, before this revelation, before this demonstration of love, an answer is requested, an answer is found. A response that demands a change of everything. We call it the metanoia, the transformation. In everything, my mind, my heart, my living way, everything changed completely that we can't listen to. Freely accept and also not to reject the calling of this person. The today gospel also mentions us three locations, Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. Jesus is really harsh today against this city, not because they didn't want to listen his message, but you know what? Because they didn't want to open exactly their heart to receive the calling of conversion. And this is what Jesus today point out. Because sometimes we close our heart, we lock our heart with another calling in the world, which are money, the race for power, or just the indifference because of the current culture. The church is for some people. Let us live our life the best we can. When we think about God, maybe one day, when life will strike us, and then we will look for the priest and also for the church. Also today, in the gospel, we hear something very important. Whoever rejects you, reject me. And whoever rejects me, reject the one who sent me. I think here again, Jesus reaffirmed the power and the authority of the one who have been anointed to be the guardian of the tradition and also the one enabled to teach and to interpret the words of God. I'm telling here about the Pope, Bishop, Cardinal, Priest, and Deacons. But what happened today in the church? We are a Catholic, entitled Catholic, but also we are against the teaching of the church. And today is very clear. If you are a Christian, if you are a Catholic, and you are truly a real Catholic, you also need to abide to the teaching of the church and those who are being enabled to teach the truth of the gospel. Don't make your own interpretation in your kitchen, in your room, and then you step out to say, the Pope is an antichrist, this happened by this way, this happened by this way, and you think that you are the one who have the truth in the church. Let me tell you something that people sometimes forget. We have two important things in the church that many churches don't have around. Two important things is a tradition and the revelation. You can take the Bible and you read it. And you think that from today, because you read it, you are the one who know the best how to interpret the Bible. But you forget something we call the tradition. Before to be here in this church, people used to be here before me. Before I stand in this podium, we used to have here a priest teaching before me. I need to learn from them. I need to go from them to see what they used to teach here. What is the custom, the habit in this community? How people used to interpret according to their culture, to their manners, the words of God. And then from that, I will be able to continue to reinforce the tradition and the teaching. And this is what happened today. Many people ignore the tradition and you just abide to the revelation. Doing so, you are very wrong. Tradition is like in your family. Your grandfather used to do the same, right? And they pass on to the next generation. You also, right now, you are struggling to pass the same tradition to your kids, your grandchildren. That's why when you find someone saying stuff over there on TV, in social media, tell him, please, I'm listening to you. You say beautiful word, but I think something is missing in your teaching. Let me give you quickly an example. I can show you the album photograph of my family. And then when you go to the album photo of my family, you will see myself with the military dressed clothing. You say, oh, Father Louis is a military. And then you're going to say, yes, yes, Father Louis is military. We need to be military for Jesus Christ because Father Louis is also military for Jesus Christ. But now when someone came and tell you, no, if Father Louis is dressed like a military, it is because one day in your school, they make a celebration, the Halloween, something like that, and they ask them to dress as a military. You see the difference? You will interpret the photograph according to your own knowledge, intelligence. That's why you need people close to you to tell you, not. Father Louis is not a military, he's a priest. He's dressed like that because of this celebration in his school, in his high school. Do you see? Two things very important, the tradition and the revelation. Both to go together to better understand the words of God. God is good all the time.